Be'ez Hashem's book begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Kiddush HaKodesh, Chodesh, the laws of sanctification of the new month, in the Sefer Mamon, Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we discuss the conversation, begin the conversation, regarding the Jewish calendar year. As Rambam, in this Perek, discusses the Moilad, and that of the cycle of the years. As Rambam gets a little halfway around and explains the Moilad. When they used to make, as we described in the previous parakim, they would make the new month based on the visual of seeing the new moon. They would calculate, they would know sure the moment when the moon lines up with the sun. Very simple way of explaining it. With exact, much precision. In the way astrologers do. To know if the moon's going to be seen. Or not, as we previously explained, they knew exactly when it's going to be lined up. The beginning of that calculation, meaning the starting point of this whole conversation, is the calculation that they calculate approximately. And they would know the time of when it's going to line up without precision. Much discuss how to translate those words in the median of its route or the mean rate of movement. But who anikra mailid? That's called literally the birth, but because that's when the moon, so to speak, after a cycle of a month, which it gets bigger, and then gets smaller and smaller and smaller, back to starting over from zero point again when it's lined up and you don't see any reflection of the moon because it's facing directly in between planet Earth and the sun. Now, but the kari hacheshbon, but the primary calculation shemachashbon that they calculate bezman she'ein shem bezdin, when there is no court shikva by al ruia to calculate based on the vision, v'hucheshbon shemachashma yom, that's a calculation we calculate today. Hu anikra ibur, that's considered what's called the soida ibur. That's the secret of the ibur, which exact calculations. So the mitzvah would be approximation. And they would know, because it would, anyways, wouldn't be, you don't have to be precise, because they just have to know exactly when around, because it would depend on when Adam would come and say that they saw it. But they have to know around when. But today's times, it's exactly down, as we'll see how far to the detail of how precise is their calculations. And Rambam begins to explain halacha base. Hayim v'alaylo, day and night, are a sum total of arba ve'esim shoyes b'chazman. It's always 24 hours. 12 hours during the daytime, 12 hours during the nighttime. In other words, when we're discussing the calculations of the Moilad, we always consider the day is 12 hours, the night is 12 hours. We don't go based on the seasons of the year. We're there. Sometimes what we call Shoizmani is sometimes it's more than 12 hours, sometimes it's less than 12 hours. No, what we're discussing over here is an hour is 1/24th of the sum total of the night and day, or and the earlier terminologies is 1/24th of the time that it takes for the cycle of one cycle around the of the circle of the day. Be that as it may, it's 12 hours a day, 12 hours a nighttime. Now, v'ashamu chalakas, and this hour is divided into le'elef v'shmeinim chalakim, into 1,080 units every hour. Now, v'lomu chalka sholem, and you say, why did they divide the hour into this number, this metric, and not the common astronomical accepted number of 1 hour being 60 minutes? It lafisha minyan zeshi yesh boy, because that number 1,080 has in it chetzi, halves, revia, quarters, shminis, eighth, shlishis, third, shtus, sixth, v'teshua, ninth, chemish, fifth, v'isur, tenth. And the harbach halakim yesh l'cholei l'shemis, and there's many different divisions that you could get for all these different names that we're giving. In other words, the number 1,080 could be divided by 2, 4, 8, 3, 6, 9, 5, 10, which we're doing in that order because 3, 6, 9 go together, 5, 10 go together, 4, 8, 2, 4, 8 go together, and also for their multiples, 4 times 10, 2 times 10, and so on and so forth. And therefore, there was a convenient number to divide for all the different calculations that we're going to need to do. Halacha Gimel. Now, Meshiskabit Hayirech V'achama, when the sun lines up with the moon, V'chesh Ben Zeh, according to this calculation, until it's going to gather again another time along its the mean rate of movement, are going to be Tisha the Estrim Yoim, is going to be 29 days, Ushtem Esri Shais, and 12 hours, Miyoim Shleishim, from day 30, Mitchilis Leiloi, from the beginning of its night, meaning from the beginning of the day which starts at nighttime. Ushva Meus Ushleisha Betisham Chalokim, and 793 units, Mishas, Shalesh Esrei from the 13th hour, meaning it's parts, it's 1,080 units. You didn't get all the units into the 13th hour. V'zeu hazman should be called moila moila. And that's the time that it takes to go from one birth of the moon to the next birth of the moon. V'zeu chotcha shalavana. And that's renewal of the moon. Halacha dal. Regarding the solar year and the lunar year. Shana shalavanam. A lunar year, imtiyah shnei masachaydish, if you counted 12 months, Mechadosh Mela from these months that we just described, Yiklala, the rule would be like this. You would get Shlesh Meisim, 300 days, Varbo V'chemishim Yoim, in 54 days, 354 days, Ushmoina Shois, in 8 hours, Ushmoina Meis V'shisha V'shim Chalokim, and 876 units. That would be just a lunar year, with just counting the 12 months. Now, V'mtimu better, if it's a leap year, which is that you add on an extra month, Adar Sheni, V'tia Shana Shleisha Azachayit, you gain 13 months, Yiklal, then the rule would be like this. You would get Shleish Neirs Ushmeinim Shleisha Yim, you get 383 days, V'achas V'esim Shleis, and 21 hours, V'chamish Meis V'tisha Ushmeinim Chalokim, 589 units. Now, Ashtasacham, in contrast, a solar year, which does not go based on the moon, is, it goes based on the cycle of the sun, are 365 days, v'sheish shalais, with another 6 hours. Nimtza comes out, tosefes shnas chama shnas levana, the addition that you have of a solar year over a regular lunar year, is asar yam, 10 days, v'achas v'esim shalais, and 21 hours, u'mesayim v'arbach lokim, and 204 units. Halachay now tells us, regarding the calculation of the meilid, by counting the remnants, the remainder. What does that mean? So, as follows. Again, because here we're only concerned, we want to just know what's going to be the next moilet. So, kishatash lechimei chodesh alavanam. When you throw and you consider the days of a lunar month, shiva shiva, because that's not important, we'll know 7 days is a week, shemimei shabua. We'll know it's the same day, just the next week. So we don't care about 7, 7, 7, whatever takes us up in multiples of 7. If you're going to take away those 28 days, because it's the same day, just 4 weeks later, you show what you're going to be remaining with if you want to consider the what's extending a further in the time of the day and week. Yishar, you can remain with Yom Echad, Ushtei Mes Yishayis, 1 day, 12 hours, Ushva Meis Ushleisha Besishim Chalokim, and 793 units, because that's essentially what we said. We said that it's 29 days, 12 hours, and that many chalokim, and we don't care about the 28 days. So the 29 days, that's 1 day, and the 12 hours, and the 793 chalokim. Which similar happened, the mnemonic for this is, Ib Tash Tzag. What's Ib? The Aleph is 1, which is 1 day. The Yud Beis is 12, and Tash Tzag is Tuf is 400, Shin is 300, Tzad Gimel is 93, so that's 793. V'zuhi she'er is chedesh levana. That's the remainder of a lunar month. That's how much more it's going to be later in the week than it was from the previous month. And b'chein keshetash l'chimei shnasa levana. So too, when you're going to calculate the days of a lunar year, we just said about from 1 month to another month, if you're going to calculate the year, shiva shiva, and you're going to discard 7, 7, 7, 7, all the different days of the year, if it's a regular year, meaning of 12 months, you're going to remain with, meaning what's going to be extended further, that same day, let's say Rosh Hashanah or Yom Tov, whatever it was, the next year will be a distance of Arba Yom, 4 days, Ushmoina Shalais in 8 hours, Ushmoina Meis V'shisha V'shivim Chalokim in 876 units. What's similar to the mnemonic for that is Dach Tat Av, which Dach is, the Dalad is 4 days, the Ches is 8 hours, and the Tat Av, Tav Tav, 400, 480, Ayin is 70, and Vav is 6, 876 Chalokim. That's the remainder you get, that you're going to be pushed further after a regular year. And that's how much you're going to have a delay from the mailit of this year to the same time next year. Now, from Shon Muberesi, if it's a leap year, well, Tiyashed Asa, meaning the lunar loop year in the extra month, the 13th month, Tiyashed Asa, its remnant will be a little bit more. Chamisha Yom in 5 days, V'achas V'esem Shoyes in 21 hours, V'chamesh Meis V'tisha V'shmoyim Chalokim and 589 units, which similar hem. The mnemonic for that is Hocha Takpat, which Tehei is 5 days, V'chaf Alef is 21 hours, and Takpat is 589 Chalokim. Halach Abav. K'shiyeh Imcha Yidua, when it's going to be with you known, Mailid Chodesh Min HaKadoshim. If you know any Mailid of any month from any month, Vesaisa B'Lav, and you can add on Ib Tash Tzag, which is the 1 day, 12 hours, and 793 units, Yitim Mil Chachav, you'll know the following Mailid of the month after that. V'teidi Be'ezah Yemi Me'eshvo, and you'll know which day of the week, Be'ezah Shoh, what hour, B'kama Chalakim Yeh, and how many units it's going to be, because you just have to calculate that much more to the next month. Halachas and Kitz, a house test, Ram illustrates. If the Meilid of the month of Nisan was on a Sunday, 5 hours into the day, and 107 units, which similar him, and the mnemonic for that is Ahakaz, which Aleph is the Sunday, 1 day, Hey is the 5 hours into the day, which really many say it's really should be 17 Yud Zayin, because it's actually 17 hours because you start at nighttime, you have the 12 hours at nighttime plus 5 hours into the daytime. But be that as may, and the kaz, which are 107 chalakim. Kesha Taisa loves She'edis Chedesh Laban, when you can add on to the remainder, what's for the lunar month, what you get, what you're going to add on more for the next month to know it's Mailid. Vahu Ibtash Tzag, that's what we said, is the 1 day, 12 hours, and the 793 chalakim. Yetzi Mailid Ir, will know automatically the Mailid, the new month of Ir, is Balel Shlishi, is on the night of the third day. Chamish Shoyes Balayla, 5 hours into the daytime, into the nighttime, with Shamis Chalakim and 900 units, which similar to him, the demanding for that would be Go Tatak, which is Go is the third day, Hey is 5 hours into that day, which is 5 hours into the nighttime, and Tatak is the 900, 400, 400, 100, 900 Chalakim of that next hour. This pattern for eternity, chodesh after chodesh, month after month, it always follows this pattern. Halacha ches. Now, the chen so too. K'shiyeh imcha yedua, meilid shana zu, when you know the meilid of this date in this year, v'soysev she'edos al yimei meilid, you can add on its remnants of the days of the meilid, which impshutahi, if it's a regular year of 12 months, she'edos abshutah, so you'll know the remnants of this same day, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, whatever it is, Purim, whatever it is, you'll know the next year, the remnant of how much Shana Peshuta has, which we described. Bimu Beresi, and if it's a leap year, Shadis Amu Beresi, you'll know the remnants that we spoke about of the leap year. Yitzlucha Meil Chon Shal Chareil, you'll know exactly the Meil of this same month in the following year. Kein Shana, Chashana, Tzevolim, so that this goes on year after year for eternity, till the end of the world. Now, Vahmeil Rishon Shemin and Taskel, now the first Meil, which is from where we start this whole calculation, who Meil Chahi, Bashana Rishon Shal Yitzir, it's the birth of the moon. That was in the first year of its creation, actually when it was originally born, so to speak, created by God. When were they made? It was the night of the second day. 5 hours into the nighttime. And 204 units. Similar, the mnemonic for this is Baharad. Bez is the second day. He is 5 hours. And Reish Dalet is 204 units. That's the beginning of the calculation of that was the original Moilet. And then so on and so forth, continuing going this cycle throughout the history of the world. Halakha test. Now, b'chol cheshbon zeilu, regarding all these calculations, sh'teid mem, that you're going to know the birth of the new moon, k'sh'teisiv sh'edus and sh'edus, when you add on the remnant with the remnant, because again, like we said, you only have to calculate the remnants to continue knowing how much further it's going to be in time, k'sh'isgabiz b'nachalakim, when you gather from all the different units, elef ushmeinim, so you could have 900 units, you could have whatever the numbers are, 793. When you get to a number 1,080 of the units, tashlok sha'achas. Now, that's how you do it metrics. Now, put it into 1 hour. Now, you add it to the number of hours. When you gather from the hours, arba v'esim, you're up to, because you calculate them all together, you're up to 24, tashlok yam. Move it into the next column, into the number, another number of days, and you add on to the number of days. When you have a number of days more than seven, well, tashlach shevim and then you remove that number seven from the count, because like you said, sevens are not important because we discount it. We don't care about how much in time and weeks and months and years. We just keep want to know in day of the week and the hours. But tenechashar, and then you leave the rest. Because we're not calculating to know the number of days per se. We just want to know what day of the week, what hour, and what is going to be the unit that the mulet is going to happen. Now, regarding the leap years and regarding the machzer of calculating those leap years, kol tisha esr shana, every 19 years, shi'i mehen, that you can have from them, sheva shana mubaros, seven leap years, meaning with another month, 13 adar sheni, ushtim esr pshutis, and 12 regular years, nikr machzer, that's called a cycle. Why do we rely on this number 19? Because at a time when you're going to gather the number of days of 12 shana b'shutis, that we're talking about, 12 regular years, v'shevim u'bareis, and 7 leap years, u'shoisein, and their hours, v'chalkein, and their units, v'tashel chalel v'shmein nechalokim, and you can make out of every 1,080 units, shah, an hour, v'chal arba v'esem shah, and you make out of every 24 hours, yom, a day, v'tashem in yom, you can add it to the number of days, tim tzakol, you'll come out, the sum total will be, tisha esri shana mishnei hachama, will be the equivalent of 19 years of a solar year, which that's the whole point of the Jewish calendar. It has to be a solar lunar. We have to match them up. Shekoshon mehem, because every one of the solar years are shleish meis v'chamisha v'shishim yoyim v'sheish reis b'shava. They're exactly 365 days and 6 hours. V'leishor memin yimei hachama b'chol tesha es shana, and you're not going to have left over from a solar year in every 19 years if you're doing the 12 regular and the 7 leap. Chutz m'sha'achas, the only difference will be 1 hour, v'arba meis v'shmein v'chamisha chalokim, and 485 units. Similar hem, the mnemonic for that is at pa, which aleph is 1, and tav pei hei is 485 chalakim. The reason for this is because in the regular year, you're behind the solar year by 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalakim. Now, if you count 12 regular years in the 19-year cycle, you're down by 12 solar, in contrast to 12 solar years, you're down 130 days, 14 hours, and 288 chalakim. Now, in the 7 leap years, you're actually more by 18 days and 15 hours and 580 chalakim for every single year. You're at an addition of 130 days, 12 hours, and 883 chalakim. Now, the 19 years, you're going to have less than the 19 solar years if you count the additions of the lunar leap years, which would take you way over the solar. And what you keep on losing in the regular lunar years, you're going to have a sum total of 1 day and 485 chalakim. So therefore, that's the importance of lining them up, like we said, for Pesach, Chodesh Aviv, and that's why we have this number 19. Halachi Rav, Nimsa comes out. But Machzor Shugazet, a cycle like the one we just described, Hachadashim, the months, Kulam Chodesh Halavana, they're all lunar months. Vashon Mishnei Hachama, comes out the years are really solar years. I mean, that we're matching up the years. Vasheva Shonim HaMubarit, Shabuchom Machzor Machzor, Lefi Chesh Menzeh. And the 7 leap years in every one of these cycles of 19 years, according to the calculations, Hain, they come out to be Shon HaShlishim HaMachzor, the year number 3 from the cycle, Vashisha 6th, which means in the 8th year, Ushnas Achas Esri in the 11th year, Ushnas Arba Esri in the 14th year, Ushnas Sheva Esri in the 17th year, Ushnas Yutaz in the 19th year. It's similar to him. The mnemonic for this is Guach Yod Aleph Yudal Yudzayin Yutaz, which is Guach is 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19, which some want to say that that's Hashem's phone number, 368-1479, which would take you for the 7 digits that take you to know what are the 7 leap years in the 19-year cycle, which the reason for this is because after 3 years, you're already down from the 3 solar years in contrast to the 3 lunar years. You're behind in the lunar year that we take by 33 days. Now, and with 15 hours and 612 chalakim. Now, by adding on 1 month, so that closes the gap to 3 days, 2 hours, and 899 chalakim. At the end of the 6th year, the difference is 35 days, 18 hours, 431 chalakim. By adding on a month in the 6th year, so the gap is by 6 days, 5 hours, and 718 chalakim. At the end of the 8th year, the gap is at 28 days and 46 chalakim. Well, that's very close to the days of the lunar year, and therefore we'll extend the 8th year, and based on that, Cheshbin, that's going to explain the other years of the leap years in the cycle, and that's why we have that Cheshbin. Halachid Bez, Kishet Tekabit Sheiris Koshan. Now, when you gather all the remnants, all the remainders of every year, Mishteh Meser Shana Peshutas, from the 12 regular years, Shehi Dach Tat Av, if you counted together all the remnants of the regular years, which is 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 Chalakim. And you're going to collect all the remainders of every one of the 7 leap years, shehi, which that is hocha takpat, which the hay is 5 days, chafal the 21 hours, and takpat is 589 chalakim. But tashlech hakol, and you'll put everything shiva shiva, which will discount the 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. You sure you're going to be remaining? Shnei yamim, if you want to know from the 19-year cycle to the next one, you'll have the number of 2 days, v'shesh esri shoyes, and 16 hours, v'chamish meis v'chamisha v'sishim chalokim, and 595 units, which some of the amount of that is b'yoy takta, which beis is 2 days, yoy is yudvav is 16, takta is 595, that's the remnants of the 19-year cycle. To the next 19-year cycle will be further along of 2 days, 16 hours, and 595 chalokim. Halacha yud gimel. Now, k'shiyelacha yudua, when you're going to know the mailin of the beginning of a 19-year cycle, but taste of love, and you'll add on what we just said. You'll know the beginning of the next 19-year cycle. And you also know the beginning of every single 19-year cycle until the end of the world. Like we already said, the beginning of the first machzer, which obviously by the first mailin was Beis, the second day of creation, hey, 5 hours in, and Reish Dalet, and 204 Chalakim. Umel Veshana, and the birth of the year, Humel Tishrei Shalei Sashana, is the birth of Tishrei of that year, which that's the beginning of the year. So that's the Mailid of starting off the cycle of the year. And then we go a full year, and then we go these 19 years. Halacha Yedal. Uber Chazeis, now, in this path, meaning when you know that the Mailid of the beginning of the first Machzer was Baharad, on the second night of creation, and 5 hours in, and 204 Chalakim. And that the remnants of everything Machzer is B'yoy Takta. And that the remnants of a regular year is Dach Tata. And the remnants of a leap year is Hocha Takpat. And the remnants of every single month is Ibtash Tzag. With Teda, then you'll know Moil Kol Shana B'Shana Shetirtzi. You'll know the Moil of every single year that you want. Umoil Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Shetirtzi. You know the Moil of every single month that you want. Misham Sha'avim from the years that passed, or Misham Sha'asin Lova, or from years that are going to happen. Ketzer also. Like this. Tikach Shnei Yitzira Sha'avim V'Gomer. Take the years of creation that already passed and finished. V'taso Isa Machzerim. Make cycles of them. Shal Tisha Esrei Shana. Of 19 year cycles. A Tisha Shalai Sashana. Until the Tisha of that year that you're in. You'll know the number of cycles of 19 years that already passed. And you'll know the number of years that have passed from the cycle that has not yet been finished, that you're in right now. And you'll take for every single cycle of 19 years, which we describe, that's how much everyone is further along than the other one. And then you'll take, if you want to know exactly where you are right now, take for every single simple year, that's not a leap year, from the years of the cycle, Shalinishim, that has not been finished yet, take Dach Tatav, calculate the 4 days and the 8 hours and the 876 Chalakim. L'chol Shon Mubes, and for every leap year that's going to be, because we know what's going to be a leap year in the regular year, as we described, take Hocha Takpat, 5 hours, 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 Chalakim. V'skav Tzakal, and gather all together, v'tashlech HaChalakim, and take from all the units when you get to 1,080 Shoyes, make it into hours. V'tashlech HaShoyes, and make from all the hours when you get to 24, make a Yom into days. V'yom Tashlech, when you get into 7 days, you'll make them Shibbet Shibbet, 7, 7, and you remove that. Vanishim and the Yom and the Shoyes and Chalakim, whatever's remaining from the days, from the hours, and from the units, who Melech Shanabah. That's the Melech of the coming year. Shatitzalim Alad, if you want to know, it's Melech. Halach at the Zvav, but Melech HaShana, the birth of the year, Shiitz Bechaz Rimzeh, that comes out according to this calculation, who Melech Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, like we said, is the birth of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, Kshetazel, when you add on to that, Ib Tash Tag, which is how much further along every single month is Yitzim Old Marcheshvin. You'll know the month of Marcheshvin, which is next month. When you add on the 1 day, the 12 hours, and the 793 Chalakim, Yitzim Old Kislev, you'll know the month of Kislev. So to every single month, one after another, until the end of time, you'll know them all.